If you're on Instagram, you may remember a prompt when you first signed up, reminding you that the app is for people 13 and over. Well, the reality is there are a lot of kids who bypass that warning, and it's actually against the law for them to be there. Well, now Facebook, which owns Instagram, recently announced it's starting a new app for those 13 and under, much like its Messenger for Kids app. And some experts say it is not a solution, but another bad idea that could harm kids' mental health and compromise their safety. More than 40 attorneys general have already asked Facebook to abandon its plans. And joining us now to talk more about this is Josh Golan, Executive Director of the Campaign for Commercial-Free Childhood. Josh, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, so you signed a letter along with several other advocacy groups saying this new app would put children at greater risk. What are your concerns?
Well, the biggest concern is that younger children are not ready to have social media accounts. There are tremendous pressures on sites like Instagram to upload pictures. That leads young people to constantly check their devices to see who has commented on their picture. And we don't want kids doing that. We want kids just to be kids without this thinking that people are out there to judge them and that they should be presenting themselves in a way to receive likes.
What you're talking about is a well-established problem that research has found is actually an issue for kids using social media. But my question to you is that genie already out of the bottle? What you're talking about is kind of a world as if children weren't already on social media. The reality is that kids are already on Instagram and TikTok. What do you say to this argument that Instagram youth, as Facebook is calling it, is a safer version of that for young people?
Well, Instagram has an enormous problem where millions of children are lying their way onto the platform. So it's supposed to be for the age 13 and up, but millions of kids have lied their way onto the platform. That is a problem that Instagram should deal with by using their technical capabilities to identify those children and closing their accounts. I find it so disingenuous that Facebook pretends that the most, you know, one of the most powerful companies in the world could launch a new product aimed at young children and act like that's only going to appeal to people who are only on social media. Economics 101 tells you that this is going to drive a whole drove of new children who wouldn't have accounts otherwise onto social media. Facebook should not be allowed to use the fact that it has failed to protect 10 and 11 and 12-year-olds and blatantly violated the Children's Online Privacy and Protection Act. They should not be allowed to use that as a market opportunity to go after 5 and 6-year-olds.
I want to go back to something you said about this 1998 law called the Children's Online Privacy and Protection Act. You referenced that, and essentially what that is a law that says kids under 13 can't be on these platforms like Instagram. And your argument is that Instagram has failed to really adhere to that law. This is what they're doing as a solution to that. But that greater problem there has still not been fixed.
Yeah, absolutely. So the law says that if you are going to collect personal information from a child under the age of 13, you need to get parental consent before you do that. And Instagram doesn't do that. So all of the under 13s who are on that site and their terms of service, say they're for 13 and up, aren't supposed to be there. Instagram has done very little to remove those accounts. One of the things that's important to understand is even if you lie about your age, you are giving off all sorts of signals about who you are by the photos that you post, by what you're writing in your post. Instagram, through its machine learning, is analyzing every single one of those pictures and posts. So the question that we have always had for companies like Instagram is why don't they use those tools to identify the under 13 users and kick them off the platform to close those accounts? Facebook has not done the work because it's not in their interest. They make money off of those kids.
What would make a good app for kids in your mind? Is there a such thing?
When you are talking about 6, 7, and 8-year-olds, I don't think that social media is appropriate. One of the things that we do on social media, which makes it so powerful, and one of the reasons why as adults we're all so addicted to it, is that we quantify everything. We quantify popularity. So I can look at you and immediately tell how many friends you have. If I post a picture of myself, I immediately get rated on how I look. That's not appropriate for younger children. We don't need younger children to have another reason to be online. We don't need children to think that the only way that they can communicate with their peers is through a commercial platform. Coming out of this pandemic, what we need more than anything is opportunities for children to interact face-to-face. Let's let them play with friends in the real world before we place this enormous pressure on them to market themselves, to present themselves to their friends through filters and photo editing. I mean, it's just insane that anybody would think that that's appropriate for a 7 or 8-year-old.
That's Josh Golan, Executive Director of the Campaign for Commercial-Free Childhood. Josh, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.